I recently spoke with the harpist Yolanda Condonesis about her new release, Ginastera 100, a centennial celebration of Alberto Ginastera. I asked Yolanda, the album features the harp concerto by Ginastera, and it is known as the harp concerto of the 20th century. What makes this work so unique?
The Ginastera harp concerto is really extraordinary on a lot of levels, I think, because as a harpist myself, and as a musician in general, I think when you perform for an audience, it's always good to give folks a little bit of what they expect and then a lot of what they may not expect and make sure they like it even though they don't expect it. And that's what this piece does. It gives listeners that magical, ethereal, at times romantic, sweeping lyricism, but at the same time, we have pulsing rhythms and aggressive dance rhythms, catchy tunes, and yet at the same time, lots of extended contemporary techniques and a harmonic reaching. It's not just, you know, your traditional 1-5-1 format. It really gives people something different, but highly listenable, I think.
Yolanda has performed the work many, many times, so how does she keep it fresh? What makes it a bit different each time it's performed?
I think that's one of the amazing things about this piece. I counted up recently. I've performed it something close to 200 times. And in each performance, I very honestly find something new. I make some kind of a new discovery, some kind of a new way to sculpt something or to highlight a voice that I feel, you know, maybe wasn't being highlighted quite enough before, or just merely swapping out one voice for another, you know, to keep it interesting. I think also there are a few pieces where the collaboration with conductor and orchestra makes such a difference as well. And, you know, I think having so many different collaborations means that it's never going to be quite the same piece or performance twice in a row, because it's such a dialogue. It's such a conversation. There's such a percussive element. And, you know, I find that, you know, in listening and comparing one percussion section to another, you know, they have their own signature, their own dialect, almost, when approaching this piece. And so, you know, there's just, I will never probably get sick of the Ginastera Harp Concerto. And, you know, I'm so grateful to have a piece like that in the repertoire.
I was curious to know Yolanda's feelings about Ginastera's contribution to the harp repertoire and how exactly she came up with the idea for this album.
Well, you know, I started thinking about ways that I might be able to celebrate Ginastera's centennial, I don't know, probably around 2014. And, you know, considered a lot of different options. And, you know, I knew I would be performing the piece quite a bit live in the 15-16 and 16-17 seasons. But I wanted to do something more permanent, more comprehensive, and more celebratory of his body of work. You know, that was because I believe so strongly in him as a composer and a voice of the 20th century, but also kind of as a gesture of gratitude, because really his work is a cornerstone of my career. And I feel like that kind of repertoire is a gift. And you need to pay it forward a little bit when you get that kind of a gift. So, you know, the works on this album really celebrate his instrumental music for violin with Gil Shaham, Orly Shaham on piano, and Jason Vio on guitar, as well as me with the Oberlin Orchestra and Rafael Jimenez. And what I tried to do with the selection of works is really create a timeline of his compositional style, starting in his earliest style with the Danzas Argentinas for piano solo and winding up with his guitar sonata, which was composed quite late in his life when he was feeling freer and almost more experimental. So you really get kind of a broad view of his evolution. And, you know, he was such an expressive composer, I think, that, you know, it's hard to separate the man from the composer. You really, if you look deeply enough, you can see his evolution, his trials, his tribulations in his music rather clearly if you know the history behind it.
Throughout our discussion, Yolanda's love and passion for Gina Stera's music was obvious. I asked her if that passion relates at all to her commitment to advancing contemporary music.
I think that's a big part of my mission, but it serves a lot of functions. It, you know, hopefully furthers the harp. Hopefully it increases audiences. Perhaps it fosters some understanding of a slightly understood instrument. Not only that, it keeps me interested. I feel like the criteria for any new project is, am I excited about this? Does this push me beyond what I consider maybe my previous limits? Does this get me moving in a new direction? I think, artistic stagnation is kind of anathema to creativity. And, that's the way I pretty much pick every new project. Do I feel passionate about it? Does it push me a little further out of the box? Does it, hold interest beyond my little mental world? And, if the answer to those questions is yes, then, I'll charge ahead.
And she continues to come up with new projects, collaborations with the guitarist Jason Vio on this album and also with Gil and Orly Shaham. And I asked her a little bit about her commitment to contemporary music and her feelings on that.
When you have an instrument that really only has substantial repertoire written for it starting in the early 1800s, you're a little behind a lot of the other instruments. And so I feel like one of my primary jobs as a performing, touring, active harpist is to try and inspire new compositions, to commission them, to premiere them, to work with composers to understand the instrument better. And, I've been lucky enough to, have a part in the genesis of quite a few new works for harp. My next probably big project is a new harp concerto that Jennifer Higdon is writing for me. And, it's such a learning experience for me as much as anything else, because I, along with the composers, am able to experiment with this instrument and see all the new potential. I think the harp is probably only being utilized at this point, probably about 50%. I think we don't even know some of the potential that this instrument has. And, we got to kind of charge ahead into the future and be willing to work with composers and be open to as many of those new ideas as we possibly can. And Gina Stera was one of the first people to really push the harp out of its box, but to do it in a way that both listeners and artists can accept. And, Gil Shaham and I were talking about our respective pieces on this album and discussing the ways that Gina Stera pushes the idiom for the violin and the harp to its absolute limit. It's ridiculously difficult, but we have to admit it's playable. Barely, but it is. And, and the great thing is with his music, it takes an awful lot of work to make it happen. It's difficult. But when you get there, it was really worth the trip. And, I think that's the mark of a great composer, someone who gives enough thought to what they're doing that it is worth that journey. It's worth that work and it's worth that time.
In addition to her recordings and her performances, Yolanda also teaches at the Oberlin Conservatory and the Cleveland Institute of Music. So I asked her to talk a little bit about her teaching and how that teaching influences her performance.
I've often said I have the best of both worlds in my career, and the two balance each other so perfectly, where I get to, hit the road and do what I do. And, that's my laboratory. It's my inspiration. It's my juice. It's my energy. And then I get to return to a really lovely, inspirational area of teaching where I get to use all the things I learned on the road, where I get to study music in an intricate way that perhaps maybe I wouldn't if all I was doing was just grinding out performances. I get to study music. I see new things. I'm inspired by my students all the time. And, and I'm reminded of how important it is to keep doing what we do. It's a way of, again, kind of paying it forward. It would be a shame for anyone to have spent a lifetime trying to get good at something and, you know, master many of its elements and not pass it on. So it makes me feel like I'm helping preserve the legacy that I was given as an artist and hopefully helping to pass on that legacy to the next generation.
You've been listening to excerpts from my recent conversation with harpist Yolanda Condonassis about her new album, Ginastera 100, a centennial celebration of Alberto Ginastera. And we're going to listen now to the harp concerto, Opus 25, Yolanda performing on harp with the Oberlin Orchestra led by Rafael Jimenez on 88.9 WCVE.